Curiosity fills information gaps. A murder mystery or a falling apple all intrigue us for the same reason. They create information gaps. These gaps are like missing pieces in a puzzle that make us eager to discover what we don't know. In a thriller, a murder provides a piece of information, but the crucial question remains, who committed it? This gap in information keeps us hooked, eagerly awaiting its resolution. Storytellers rely on these gaps to maintain our interest, continuously revealing and creating new mysteries to keep us engrossed in their narratives. Understand curiosity. Curiosity isn't just about lacking information. It needs a starting point and a bit of knowledge about the topic. The gap lies between what we know and what we want to find out. For instance, if someone talks about a great classical concert, you can't engage if you know nothing about classical music. But if they mention the music is in your favorite movie and the composer is from your city, now you might get curious. Curiosity stems from desired knowledge gaps. Curiosity led humanity to the moon. Yet, it also leads us to spend half our lives scrolling through social media. Not all curiosity is the same. There are two types of curiosity. Diversive curiosity is simply a desire for new things, like excitement and novelty. It drives us to explore topics, but can also be impulsive and hard to resist. Diversive curiosity, at its worst, can be aimless and more of a distraction. Many of us have experienced this late at night online. You start by clicking on one interesting link, then another, and before you know it, hours have passed watching cat videos on YouTube, way past bedtime. Different types of curiosity exist. One is diversive curiosity, which involves wanting to explore new things. It's about seeking variety and learning the basics of a topic without going too deep. On the other hand, epistemic curiosity is deeper. It's about making a conscious effort to understand something new. This type requires discipline and focus. Scientists and artists often use epistemic curiosity. For instance, Charles Darwin encountered a peculiar barnacle during his journey in South America. This discovery sparked intense curiosity, leading him to spend 8 years studying this single species under a microscope. You don't have to choose one type of curiosity over the other. Sustainable learning involves combining both. Diversion curiosity helps you get familiar with a subject, while epistemic curiosity allows you to delve deeper, gain specialized knowledge, and stay focused without getting distracted. Our natural curiosity wanes without nurture. Babies and young children are naturally curious about everything. They point at things, talk in their own way, and constantly ask questions, always wanting to know why. This curiosity is innate in all of us from birth. Children aged 3 to 5 ask an impressive 300 questions daily. But why do some people keep this curiosity while others do not? It all comes down to their environment, especially in the crucial early years of life. Babies often point at new things to see reactions. If ignored, they might stop exploring. Studies show kids whose parents react when they point out, learn a language better. As we age, curiosity fades until we feel no need to learn more than a saturation point. As adults, we hold a lot of knowledge that we rarely question, influencing how we behave. This knowledge comes in handy, especially when driving, where we rely on automatic responses to things like traffic signs and lights, instead of actively processing each one. However, our confidence in what we know can sometimes make us intellectually lazy. This can lead to overconfidence, where we mistakenly believe we know everything. Understanding these aspects of curiosity sets the stage for exploring how the internet impacts our thirst for knowledge. The internet divides the curious. The internet is a mixed blessing for learning. It lets you easily dive into complex topics like the theory of relativity, plate tectonics, or French history. On the flip side, it's easy to get sidetracked watching cat videos or arguing with strangers instead of learning. Despite its potential, the internet's educational benefits are not fully tapped. According to a study by the Kaiser Foundation, American children now spend an average of 10 hours daily on devices, a significant increase since 1999. However, most of this time is spent on entertainment rather than education. Internet usage widens the gap between those interested in learning and those who aren't. Society is increasingly divided. Some are curious, others are not. Curious minds on the internet become even more eager to learn, while others focus on entertainment, losing interest in learning. This creates two circles, one of curiosity and one of disinterest. The difference in curiosity levels among students will widen social gaps in education. In schools and colleges, students with strong curiosity learn more and do better. They enjoy exploring and gaining knowledge, leading to higher grades, better jobs, and higher pay. The internet often gets blamed for affecting our curiosity, but ultimately, it's our own choice. Epistemic curiosity is a conscious decision, and so is ignorance. The internet hampers curiosity and creativity by providing easy answers. The internet has drastically changed how we access information. With just a connection, anyone can explore even the most obscure topics. However, this convenience raises questions about its impact on our learning, curiosity, and creativity. In terms of learning, easy access to information doesn't necessarily translate to better knowledge retention. The internet often makes us lazy because we know we can find any information instantly. As a result, we might not put effort into remembering things. When we quickly search on Google and accept the first result, we don't remember it for long. But when we put in the effort to find information, like going to the library, that knowledge sticks with us for the long term. Google gives us precise answers that close all the gaps in our information. Curiosity comes from not knowing everything, but the internet has answers for everything, leaving no room for curiosity. Google's accuracy reduces the chance of stumbling upon new interests and limits our creativity, which thrives on unexpected connections between ideas from different fields. For instance, Steve Jobs' wide-ranging interests from Eastern philosophy to art and business shaped Apple's innovative success. Technology can make us intellectually lazy, but our final moments will guide you on staying curious. Always ask questions. How many questions you ask each day matters. Asking more questions keeps your mind curious and eager to learn. Every answer begins with a question. Asking questions is vital for finding the information you seek. It's a skill that improves through practice rather than teaching. Experiencing the impact of good questions firsthand is key to getting better at it. As we grow up, the questions we ask and hear can influence us greatly. Research shows that kids who are asked more questions by their parents tend to ask more questions themselves. Social class also plays a role. Middle-class kids, for example, ask more why and how questions and ask more questions overall compared to working-class kids. This difference starts showing as early as age 2. These early habits can significantly impact a child's educational success later on. The importance of asking questions. As adults, we often stop asking questions. We might worry that asking makes us look foolish because it shows we don't know something. Other times, we're too busy or never learn how to ask the right questions. But history teaches us a different lesson. Ignoring questions and choosing to stay ignorant can lead to serious problems. The 2008 financial crisis is a clear example. Bankers were trading complex financial products without fully understanding the risks. They focused on making profits instead of asking crucial questions. This lack of curiosity contributed to a major economic meltdown. So, asking questions isn't a weakness, it's a skill. Like any skill, it improves with practice. Don't let your ability to ask questions fade away. Seek knowledge to enhance creativity and curiosity. Knowledge and creativity are often seen as opposites. Some think gathering facts harms creativity. But that's wrong. First, you need knowledge to be creative. Creativity happens when new ideas connect. More knowledge means more connections. Take William Shakespeare, for example. He went to a classical school. There, he learned Greek and Latin, and about writers like Seneca and Cicero. Shakespeare used his extensive knowledge to write plays covering a wide range of topics and settings. Romeo and Juliet, for instance, is set in Verona, Italy, far from Shakespeare's home in London. Curiosity, like creativity, thrives on knowledge and facts. The more you know about a subject, the more you realize how much there is still to learn. This creates gaps in your understanding that can spark even more curiosity. Understanding subjects like history in school can be hard for young children because they lack the context and foundational knowledge needed to grasp them fully. Without these, their curiosity often struggles to stay engaged. Moreover, it's not just about random learning. How you gather and store knowledge matters. Be a specialist and generalist. You gain knowledge in two main ways: by becoming an expert in a few subjects, or by learning a bit about many subjects. This idea goes back to an ancient Greek story about a hedgehog and a fox. The fox has many clever tricks to escape predators, while the hedgehog relies on one reliable defense: curling up and using its spikes. As the Greek poet Archilochus said, "The fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing." In careers like software engineering or research science, knowing a lot about a few key things gives you an edge. But as your work gets more complex, you'll find it overlaps with other fields too. It's like being both a specialist and a generalist, essential for success in these fields where different areas of knowledge blend. If you work in music, knowing social media is crucial. Similarly, linguists must understand data analysis, and football coaches need psychology. Charles Darwin, for example, specialized in biology, focusing deeply on earthworms' life cycles. Yet, he also explored unrelated areas, like economist Thomas Malthus's theories on population growth. Combining these insights allowed him to think innovatively and develop his groundbreaking theory of evolution. Perspective makes anything interesting. Since 2010, something unusual has happened annually in London. Young people gather to hear talks on typically dull subjects like bus routes, electric hand dryers, and supermarket self-checkouts at the Boring Conference. Despite its name, attendees find themselves thoroughly entertained. The Boring Conference celebrates everyday phenomena that are often overlooked. It demonstrates that our interest in a topic depends entirely on how we approach it. This shows that anything can be fascinating with the right perspective. Andy Warhol greatly influenced the founders of the Boring Conference. He famously said he likes boring things, showing how everyday objects, like a can of soup, can become famous art. If we pay enough attention, anything can become fascinating. When we get bored, we often blame the thing itself. But it's not the object's fault, it's ours. We just need to look at things from a different angle. Henry James, finding fascination in the ordinary. Henry James led a seemingly dull life outwardly. Yet, he dedicated himself to uncovering fascination in everyday experiences. His novels often sprang from mundane tales shared by friends. He pondered deeply over these anecdotes, delving into human behavior, thoughts, and backgrounds. Through this reflection, he transformed these ordinary stories into exceptional fiction, widely regarded as some of the finest ever written. Essentially, James believed that curiosity is a choice. By choosing how to see the world, one can banish boredom indefinitely. Key points. 1. Curiosity drives humans to explore and learn, distinguishing us from animals. 2. Information gaps, like in mysteries or science, keep us engaged and seeking answers. 3. Children are naturally curious, asking about 300 questions daily. 4. The internet offers vast knowledge but also distractions that can hinder learning. 5. Asking questions is crucial for learning and creativity, developing deeper understanding. 6. Perspective can turn mundane subjects into fascinating discoveries, promoting curiosity.